Hey, welcome back. This is mistake number 6 in the 7 deadly mistakes that immigrants make in finding a job overseas. Now, like I said yesterday, this one is all the way back there about your CV, but not just about your CV, it's the way that you're doing things with your CV. You see, most people believe that to find a job anywhere, whether you're an immigrant or just normally, you need to have a CV and then send it to job ads online. That's what most people do. In fact, again, 99% of the vast majority of people go about it that way because that's how we learn to apply for jobs. We go searching for a job online, send our CV to it, and then nothing happens. And that is what most immigrants find. They never get a reply. If they do get a reply, it's something like, oh, you've already got to be in your new country before you can apply for a job, or you already need to have a visa. I'm sure you've heard that one before. The reason is they are following the wrong approach. So mistake number 6 is following the wrong approach with job finding as an immigrant right from the start. This is where people give up and don't even go through all these other things. So this is a minefield of mistakes, but this is one of the biggest ones they make. I just got off Skype the other day with someone who has been searching for a job for 8 months now from South Africa in New Zealand. They have sent 151 CVs to job applications online without a single reply back. There's a couple of reasons for this. One of them is that your CV will just get deleted by the software of recruiters in your destination country, because that software picks up that your CV comes from overseas. They can't employ anyone from overseas under certain circumstances. If they don't have a visa, the software picks it up. Not even a person sees that CV. It automatically gets deleted. You will never get a reply. So these people are destitute. They're actually at the point of already giving up. And they're not alone. This is what I hear the most. Sending your CV to job ads online. In our world, we call this the scattergun approach. So you're just blindly firing off CVs to job ads online. Worst of it is that that CV is not even a strategic immigrant CV either. It's one of the reasons it gets deleted, because a strategic immigrant CV will sometimes get through. Now, what am I talking about if I'm saying that you need to follow a different approach? Again, this is a complete turnaround of mindset. Instead of sending your CVs to job ads online, you need to follow strategic immigrants and unique immigrants' job finding strategies. Those strategies are different to sending your CV to job ads online. Completely different things. One of those strategies is relationship building. The other one is something we talked about yesterday, the direct approach strategy. There's other strategies too, like a targeted strategy, only targeting jobs where employers want immigrants to apply for those jobs, the visa-sponsored jobs. And that's one of the strategies as well. But before I go into all the details about these strategies, you also should know that only 30% of jobs ever get advertised. But like I said, most people go about applying for jobs online, which means those 30% of jobs that advertised, that's where 95% of applicants will go. You have massive competition in there. In other words, you are competing with the majority of people in 30% of the jobs. It's a massively competitive place. You have to be absolutely top dog, and you need to get through in the first instance, which is not going to happen if you want to be successful. Number one reason why it's so hard for immigrants to find jobs. So what do you do? Turn around and turn away from sending your CV to job ads online. You need to follow these unique immigrants' job finding strategies, having a unique immigrants' LinkedIn profile with which you need to build relationships and find people overseas, and follow the relationship building strategy and also the direct approach strategy and also the targeted job finding strategy visa-sponsored jobs for immigrants. Now, those strategies are big things to explain. We will explain that to you later. But just if you do send your CV to job ads online, you get no replies, know that you're making one of the biggest mistakes. To avoid that, turn away from it. Go read our articles and our videos online and see what the other strategies are all about. It will give you a massive advantage and also an exposure to 70% of jobs which are never advertised. And guess what? You will have no competition or very little competition there, because over there at the 30%, that's where most people are. The 70% that never gets advertised get found with the relationship building strategies and the other unique immigrants job finding strategies. That's where you want to be. In tomorrow's video, we will look at the final and the seventh mistake about job finding for immigrants and how to avoid that. And this is going to be the last video and our seven biggest mistakes that immigrants make. But this will be a big one. You'll see in tomorrow's video. See you then.